You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
Welcome back to our show. Great to have all of you with us. Let's continue. Kathy is up next in Georgia. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Paul. I just want to speak to Jim. Jim, instead of lawyers, there's several mental institutions, outpatient and inpatient, in Tuscaloosa. I think you need to seek one. Well, your actions, even before yesterday, you've always appeared and seemed to live like you need it. We're worried about you. You're losing it. And Paul will win if you go to court, because there's enough of us that would testify that you are anger management and something's wrong with you. You don't need to get on the pile like that, because there's enough of us. And Tammy wouldn't like it either. If she was here, she'd be on your butt too. So, Jim, you need to stop it. And we all need to stop it with Jim and quit mentioning him, since he's going to be a liar, liar, pants on fire again and never call it. So, because you know he can't live if he don't call. But, Paul, you have a great day.
Thank you,
I'm
Kathy.
Sorry that you have to go through this.
I appreciate your call very much. I-Man is up next.
Well, good afternoon there, Paul. You know, I'm always available. I am a number one C character witness guy. But I take issue with, what was her name, Kathy? Just
Kathy,
called?
Right.
Yeah, Jim's not crazy. I'm not going to say Jim's crazy. He may be different than Kathy. He may be different than you. He may be different than me. But Jim's not crazy. Jim is Jim. I mean, this is the Jim we've come to know and love all these years, right? Sometimes we fist fight and bloody each other's noses. He is 6'3". It's hard to bloody a 6'3" man's nose. Unless, of course, you're playing basketball, then you can slam dunk on him. But no, Jim's not crazy. And okay, so let's just play this out, Paul. We go to court. And you got the number one seed character witnesses, and I believe that they will testify for you and for Jim. Now, if we don't know who Jim is, and we don't know his real name, what court are we going to?
Yeah, I mean, you raise a fair question, and I don't need to give a defamation manifesto here on the program, but first thing you have to do, normally you ask for a retraction, then you file suit, then a judge has to determine whether there are facts that support the evidence. And then when you get into court, you have to, when you file a defamation suit, first of all, you have to establish, is Jim a public figure? Because that's if he is a public figure, then there's a much different standard. It's a much lighter standard for an entity like ours. I would argue, Jim is a public figure. He's well known to many, many people. Don't forget page 54.
Page 54. I mean, you know, that may be the downfall of this all. But just so you know, I can be bought.
Yeah, well, by the way, I mean, on top of all that, once you get into court, you have to prove the damages. Jim, I hate to break this to you. We need your real name and your age if you file suit.
Well, and
don't want to scare you off or anything.
That lady also brought up Tammy. She didn't know Tammy. I knew Tammy, and Tammy and Jim were. Tammy liked everybody.
Sure.
I mean, she'd knock you out with a fist. But she liked everybody.
Oh, yeah. She would do that to her own husband.
Yeah, I mean, she may knock you down and pick you up and knock you down again.
Yeah.
Because she likes you enough. But, you know, Paul, if we all go to court, I'm going to be like Cousin Eddie in the Murdaugh trial. He just don't get called for whatever reason.
Yeah, if we do go to court, I hope it's televised. I mean, we have time to fill here every day. Can't we... Would it be too much to ask the judge? Said, Your Honor, may I have a word? Is there any chance that you could rearrange the court hearings every day between 3 and 7 p.m.? Anyway, let's get back to the calls.
Why not?
Will is in North Carolina. Hello, Will. Hey, Will.
Sure.
Always hate that. Jesse is in Pensacola. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Paul. I just wanted to tell you that if you are immoral, as Jim stated on the record there, then I'm in the right place, and we're kindred spirits, sir.
You know, I think I probably, the one thing I would never deny is somebody else's accusation about my immorality. So I feel good.
And go Gators. It's tough times down in the swamp. We suffered another indignity yesterday, and we're headed toward mediocrity with our basketball program as well.
It looks that way. By the way, we are, 4 hours into the NCAA basketball tournament. We've had a handful of games. And, I mean, there's still the afternoon games, and then there's the night games tonight, and there's only 6% of the brackets are still perfect in the entire country. It didn't take long, did it? Let's check in with Bowen in Opelika, Alabama. Hello, Bowen.
Yes, Paul, that woman in Texas is right. We need to keep the focus on SEC. You know, I think Jim's bipolar, not like Logan says, schizophrenic, but
There's a slight difference.
I called in last August and said Napier wasn't the right guy for the job, and Dan Munch has been fired.
Right.
But I think Napier's the right guy for the job, and I think he deserves another year after this year because he did beat LSU, and he did beat South Carolina, and he played Florida State tough, and they had a chance to win that game with that public sign right there in Doak Campbell Stadium. So I think Napier deserves another year.
Well, I think he will get that for sure. So no concerns there. Bubba is up next.
What's going on, Paul? Hey, Randy. Hey, Paul, I got a question for you about Jim. Don't you have to establish that Jim has character before any defamation could possibly occur?
Yeah, I mean, there is a standard. Now, he's probably going to be suing us in Alabama. I don't know. I mean, sometimes you can bring your own judge.
Well, I think we need to sue him for quitting the other day and then coming back uninvited. That's what I think. I think we have a suit right there.
Well, I hope Jim will cool down and realize that we all are one big family here.
Yeah, I'm glad he's 6'3". He's a big old boy, not a little tiny.
I'm glad
guy
to know
like
a big. Yeah, next time I go to Tuscaloosa, I might hire Jim for security. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's try Will again. Will, you there?
Yeah, Paul. I apologize for that. My phone's been having some issues, but yeah, I'm here now. Instead of coming right out and apologize, Jim digs deeper and defends his stance. I mean, yesterday religiously persecuting people. And now he's in the right with a lawyer. I mean, what a clown. I mean, it's almost as big as a clown as Virginia right now. I mean,
no, I don't think anybody's that big of a clown.
I mean, I'm an ACC fan, obviously, but and 4 or 5 years ago, ACC could run, Virginia could run their system like they do now, but the past 2 or 3 years, they don't have anybody that can score the ball, and I mean Foreman's a good team. So now everybody's bracket is busted. So,
yeah, I mean in the last 4 years, Tony Bennett has 5 years here. Last 5 years, he's lost. He's become the only number one seed to ever lose to a 16. He won the championship. COVID. Then he went to the NIT, and then last year I think he lost to another 13.
Yeah, I mean, in 19 he had a consistent score, but he hasn't had a consistent score in 2 or 3 years. And I mean, all my friends in around here joke, we're all obviously ACC fans. When's the last time you've seen Virginia score 80 points? I
mean, no, it's inexcusable to lose a game like that. Hey, thank you very much for the call. We head to the break. We are busy today. A lot of guests. We already had a couple of guests. We are updating you throughout the day on the NCAA basketball tournament. Alabama up by 18 as they go to half, and we are coming back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Meanwhile, Missouri, huge win under Dennis Gates, knocking off Utah State. A lot of people had Utah State winning that one. Missouri moves on in the tournament. They'll more than likely play Arizona on Saturday. Meanwhile, Alabama with a 20-point lead at half, but that's not really the story. The story is that Brandon Miller, the best player in the country, has gone scoreless. Let's check out Ron in Virginia up next. Hello, Ron.
Mr. Paul, longtime caller, so proud to be on your show.
Thank you, Ron.
There is not one caller on your show I dislike. I have respect for you and everybody. Jim has issues. That's his problem. But, Paul, you run a professional show. We all love you. We're here for you. I think a lot of I-Man legend, all the callers, Miss Kathy from Georgia, they're great people. I want to talk about Alabama basketball.
Okay.
I'm excited. They have not, Paul, if I'm correct, been in the top four ever. Am I correct, Paul?
They've never gone to the Final Four.
The Final Four. And the only thing is, you know this, I'm married to an Alabama woman. God bless her soul. Best thing ever happened to me for 18 years. I just want to say, Paul, and I'll end it, Roll Tide.
Thank you very much, Ron. Yeah, I think they've already caught a break with Virginia getting knocked out. That was very likely going to be their Sweet 16 opponent, which is always a tricky game. Thank you for the call. Christian is up next.
Paul?
Hey there.
Paul?
Yeah, we're here, Christian.
Paul, yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
You hear me? Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I want to talk about sports, believe it or not. It'd be nice to. I talked to you a couple of days ago about Mr. Maravich. I don't know if you remember or not.
I want
to continue the conversation, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You know a lot about him, just like I do, in the whole nine yards. He died very young. And he should have died when he was 16 years old, basically, because of the artery in his heart, which I'm sure you know, too. But my question is, do you think he could have been a better ball player than he was in retrospect, looking back?
Yes, I do. A couple of reasons. Number one, he had a lousy coach who was his father, Press Maravich. He was simply not if he had had a disciplinarian type of coach, somebody that understood that it was better fundamentally sound, I think he would have developed a different skill set that would have helped him later on. Secondly, he didn't play in a three-point era, so whatever he averaged, he should have averaged probably another 12 to 15 points a game. And I just think, I mean, his pro career was all over the place, and it was a really sad ending. But his college career is among the most memorable ever.
Right, and probably if he had started out with Boston instead of Atlanta,
right,
basically,
right.
Because and playing with Atlanta, there was a lot of jealousy down there with the players on the team because of the money he was making and the whole nine yards. Anyway,
sure.
God rest his soul. My pick is Gonzaga, by the way, so you know.
Okay? Yeah, that's interesting because I think I pick them almost every year and they fail. So the 1 year nobody counts on them. Look out. Hey, Myth is up next in Kentucky. Hello, Myth. Myth, you there?
Hey, Paul. I hope you're having a good day.
We are. We're doing great.
Hey, I just want to say I was right yesterday. I don't think Bama's going to lose this game. So just to be clear, I was right versus Legend. You know, I got a better feeling about that today.
Yeah, I think Legend had everybody losing in the SEC but Alabama. He's already been wrong about that.
Yeah, my question is, though, is how bad did this hurt Bennett down in Virginia? I mean, he's had a lot of losses in the first round.
Well, yeah, I mean, winning a national championship salves a lot of wounds, which he did 4 years ago. But beyond that, he's had a very frustrating career there. Nothing's going to he's not going to be replaced. He's highly thought of, but he's certainly moved into number one as among the. I mean, you can't take winning the national championship out of the equation. But he's now. This is now the third epic loss that he's had in the last 5 years in the NCAA tournament. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Charles is up next in Tuscaloosa. Hello, Charles.
Yeah. Hey, Paul. A longtime listener. I've called a few times, but I'm a big fan of yours. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I basically just wanted to ask, kind of back in 07, whenever Alabama hired Nick Saban, obviously he's had a ton of success at Alabama, but if, let's just say Nate Oates is able to win a national championship this year, how would you kind of, compare the two? Like, I know that Oates has a lot of work to go, but, you know, taking Alabama to a national championship of basketball, that's, unprecedented. So I just wanted to hear what you thought, comparing the two and the hire that Greg Byrne had a few years ago of Nate Oates.
Well, thank you, Charles. I think it's obviously a spectacular hire. And, yeah, as somebody who has watched this for a while, Alabama in contention for a national championship is breathtaking. They've always had good programs, but they just never could quite get there. I mean, one time in the school's history, they've been to the Elite Eight. That says a great deal. So, yeah, this would be, again, comparing Nate Oates and Nick Saban, I'm not ready to do that. Nate Oates is trying to get to his first Final Four and win his first national championship. Nick Saban has seven and has been there, 10 times in the national championship game? Think about that. And 11 times overall in the playoff. We'll continue with more of your phone calls. And Willie is up next in Alabama. Hello, Willie.
War Eagle, Paul. How's it going?
Very well. Thank you.
So, Chrisman Todd, DB freshman, arrested. Tony Mitchell faces marijuana possession charges after being stopped by police in Florida on Wednesday. I'm interested. What do you think the University of Alabama and Nick Saban response will be while the university is already under scrutiny from the Miller situation?
Well, first of all, Willie, War Eagle back. I can tell the objectivity of your question. The two have nothing to do with each other, nothing. And, first of all, it's not the charge. It's what happens next in the case. What are the facts? And I'm sure Nick Saban will deal with that. He's got a protocol that he and every other school faces and deals with. And I'm sure whatever discipline action is necessary will be taken, depending on the adjudication of the case. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Chris is up next. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum. A lot of callers from the state of Alabama today. I'm loving that. Roll Tide.
You bet.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to call and talk a little positive energy about the Alabama basketball team today. Of course, they're looking real, real good today. Want to say something to I want to entice some positive energy. I know a lot of negativity has been on the Alabama basketball program, and I know I mentioned this the last time that I called in. Done a lot of thinking, and CBS again today just absolutely just shredded the Alabama basketball situation about the Brandon Miller situation. And you have a lot of guests on your show, a lot of national spokespeople from press, from ESPN, from AL.com, places like that. Paul, you are a professional at every level. You represent the Southeastern Conference, in my opinion. You are a professional. And I'm asking you, the next time one of these so-called professionals get on your program that you interview and they want to start out talking about the Brandon Miller situation and how this is what's going on when there's no news to report because everything's done been talked about it, can you please, as a representative of the Southeastern Conference, can you please intervene and say, but whoa, hold on. Let's talk about the positive that's going on. That you got a team with the most wins in its history. You have a team that's number one in the country, a top seed. You got a team that a coach is in his third year that has the capability of taking this team for the first time in its program history to a Final Four. Let's talk about the positive. And you have that chance to represent the University of Alabama's basketball program like nobody else can. And that's what I'd like to say about the Brandon Miller and the Alabama basketball team. The other thing is this challenge that y'all have going on, the call bracket.
Yes.
I don't have a lot of knowledge about that. I know y'all did it last year. Can you explain a little bit what that call challenge is?
Yeah, sure, Chris. Thank you. It's all fun. Everybody's got a bracket, and we decided. I think we identified 32 or 33 callers. We probably could have done more, could have done less, and we put them in a bracket. We have it showing on the screen for those of you watching right now. I realize some of you may be driving. And people vote, and we advance various people. And there's nothing really to it other than that. It's all fun. Some people take it a little too seriously. Hey, thank you for the call. And back to what you said a minute ago about the national media. I agree with a lot of what you said. At some point, without any news, you have to turn the page. And I found what CBS did today to be deplorable. I mean, I realize this is your first bite of the apple for Alabama, an Alabama game, but there was no relevance to it, no relevance whatsoever. The case happened on January 15th. It's already been hashed out. I understand you talking about it on Sunday, of the Selection Sunday, but to spend that much time and then to act like you're 60 minutes, I mean, come on. I mean, you're supposedly a reputable network. Act like it. Let's take a short break. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back. We're at halftime in Birmingham, Alabama up by 20. Brandon Miller scoreless. We'll update you on that game when it comes back. And Jimbo is up next. Good afternoon, Jimbo.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
We are great. Thank you.
Hey, I got a quick question for you. All right, every time Bama gets on the court, anything, CBS has to bring up the Brandon Miller situation. Can you just simply say, what law did he break? Like, why are they doing this? I mean, did he do anything wrong? Can anyone tell me that?
Well, here's what it's about. It is all about. It's a groupthink mentality that a lot of people have. Not everyone, but a lot of people. That he should have been suspended. So you start with that premise. And they're just getting a pound of flesh. At this point, the case is a moot story. The university has spoken. Unless you can show something that has not come out, the story doesn't move. The New York Times came out today and said there was another player there who's a walk-on. It doesn't change anything. The university has been very adamant about how untrue it is, but ultimately, bringing up Brandon Miller is inside. It's an inside the beltway move. It's just they're guarding themselves against some media critic saying, "How come you didn't mention that?" That's all this is about.
Yeah, because I mean, my point of view would be if you know one of my friends that is you know doing things like Darius Miles, who obviously is not a good person, if they say, "Hey, bring me my gun." I do not want that thing in my car because whatever he's done with it, I don't want it around me.
Well, ultimately, that is correct. I've heard people try to compare it to Morant in the NBA. It's not the same thing. Morant is a paid professional, and he was suspended for 8 games. Now, is one thing that they're not comparable. Brandon Miller, according to the university, was unaware of it. I have no idea what he knew and when he knew it. And at some point, we'll probably know. It won't matter in relation to the NCAA basketball tournament. But I think the story, as we know it, is over.
Exactly. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Paul.
Thank you. Yeah, and when I say as we know it, I'm talking about the issue about Brandon Miller. Obviously, there's plenty more to be determined with the trial of Darius Miles and others and the Davis person. Steele is up next in Mississippi. Hello, Steele.
Hey, Paul. How are you? Thanks for taking my call. I just had a couple of questions about your upcoming lawsuit with Jim. Do you want to, can we talk about that?
Well, you're welcome to discuss it, sure.
Do you have an attorney?
No. And the reason I don't have an attorney is that there nothing has happened. other than a lot of a lot of conversation.
Can I I recommend one for you?
Please.
I think you should hire Joe Pesci from the movie My Cousin Vinny. Wasn't that an Alabama case?
Oh, yes. It was definitely in Alabama.
Okay, I just don't think the Utes of Alabama, Paul, will ever convict you. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, and I'm afraid to say anything because I don't want to be prejudicial to Mr. Jim's case. But
I understand.
I mean, I'll offer Jim this, okay?
We could
forget the Tuscaloosa Circuit Court. We would invite him, and I don't know if the company will spring for it, but Randy, could we cut a couple of deals, and we would invite Jim to come to the studio and have the trial here? Can you get somebody? Do you have anybody here that could get a fake judge's robe?
No, we need to judge from My Cousin Vinny. Him, Paul?
I think that guy died, by
the way. If he's still with us, he may not be with us anymore.
I think Pesky is around, isn't he?
Yeah, he's around.
Yeah.
Well, we certainly need to get him on the payroll because this is a very serious matter you've been charged with. And anything I can do to help, I'm willing to do.
Well, Steele, I appreciate that. And by the way, I don't want to have just one attorney either. I know I may be overkill, but I'd like to have the dream team. I feel like I could get four or five different attorneys and all sit with me. And it might be too much, but these are serious charges that have been leveled against me. Ron is in Nashville. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Paul. This is Ron.
Hey there.
I was calling to see to talk to you about Calipari for Kentucky. I'm a Kentucky fan from way back in 77, 78.
Yes, sir.
And is he his old school way of coaching is not working on these kids today. I think that a lot of people in Kentucky wants to get rid of him. What do you think?
Well, I think what happens over the next few days could be very important in that conversation. If he can get a couple of wins, I think that debate will end. If he doesn't, then I think it will intensify.
You think so? Well, I just wonder because...
Yeah, Ron, I mean, listen, we've learned in Kentucky the tournament's where the action is, and that's really where he has been weak in the last couple of years. And if he could get on a run here, I think people will feel better about him. But he could ill afford a loss tomorrow night. That would be absolutely devastating. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check out Vince in Florida. You're on the air. Hello, Vince. Hey, Vince.
Yes, how you doing?
Vince, we're doing great. Thank you.
Good. If I repeat something, I don't know because I can't always watch every day because of work. Here's my thing. This realignment all across with a lot of conferences, even FCS conferences, what is going on? Because how can you make a profit if you got to send your golf team or tennis team, you know, coast to coast to go, you know, have an event against somebody as far as this that or the other. I'm just not on top of this with the Big Ten.
Yeah, well, Vince, I can answer that very quickly and succinctly. You can afford the golf team to go from UCLA to Rutgers for this reason. You're talking about billions of dollars in television revenue. It's that simple. That's where it is. Thank you for the call. We're heading to a break. Alabama up by 20 in Birmingham as the number one seed in the tournament keeps rolling on.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The seventh denial of this New York Times story, this time coming from Greg Byrne. Remember, the story said that there was a fourth player at the scene the night of Jamayer Harris's murder. According to Byrne, last night an inaccurate report was published about Kaya Spears, one of our student athletes, being present at the time of the incident. This is untrue. As law enforcement previously shared, Brandon Miller and Jaden Bradley were present. Both are fully cooperating witnesses. Neither have been charged with any offense, nor did they violate university policy. We spoke earlier today off the air with Billy Witz, who is the author of this now very controversial New York Times story. To put it mildly, the Times is standing by their story. Let's continue with more phone calls at 855-242-7285. And Mike is up next. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Paul?
Hey, Mike.
Roll Tide, and we're looking good so far, and taking all the way to the second round. Third round, we're taking to the Final Four. And I think it's going to be Alabama, Kansas, UCLA, and Houston in the Final Four. And
that's a good one. Hey, thanks for the call. Thurmond is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Thurmond.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, buddy?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, I got a quick question, and then I have a suggestion about your court case. The question is, what do you think about Beamer Ball this coming fall?
Well, first of all, I think a lot of it. I think the Shane train is getting rather full. I think there's enormous excitement about what he's bringing back to South Carolina.
Ah, thank you. And then my suggestion.
By the way, as soon as I say that, though, we put the schedule up. It's North Carolina at home. That should be a win. But those two games that trouble me are at Georgia and at Tennessee. And I mean, it's obviously they'll be underdogs. And then you have this stretch here of at Missouri and at Texas A&M. South Carolina has to survive that and try to get to the end of the season against Clemson, because otherwise there could be a lot of carnage in that first seven or eight games.
Yeah, well, Georgia and Tennessee is a full plate for anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And There will be definite revenge on the minds of Tennessee after that whooping last year. Hey, thank you for the call. Jason is up next in Ohio. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, the reason for my call is a couple things. I guess one, kind of saddened today that the Packers, which I know you're a college show, but the Packers probably had the greatest QB run in history besides maybe the 49ers. Now they're going to be...
I would say longer than that when you consider Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers combined is, what, 30-some-odd years? I mean, that's unbelievable.
It's crazy. So now we're going to be the Steelers, the Browns, the Colts, everybody else. But, hey, we got the Bengals. We got Joe Burrow. So I'm happy about that. But no, I'm not trying to pop on the whole Brandon Miller situation, but don't you think it's weird that your buddy calls you and you show up late at night with a gun and a woman ends up dead and there's no consequences for you? Like, I guess that's what I'm trying to understand.
Well, Jason, again, listen, the facts are these. Two young people are in jail right now facing murder charges. So it's not like the whole thing went away. I think Brandon Miller, Brandon Miller's role in this is very complicated, and I understand Alabama being all in on him. I find it, what I find really interesting is all the comments we're getting from Alabama now about what's not true. The question is, why didn't they tell us early on what was true? That they had at least three players at the scene, whether there's a four. I mean, there's been more sound and fury about whether this fourth guy was there or not than they did in the whole thing combined. We'll take a break. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.